One of the top rehabilitation hospitals in the country may soon be forced to close. In Los Angeles County, the Rancho Los Amigos National Rehabilitation Center has been helping severely disabled people lead independent lives for more than 5 decades. The hospital is consistently ranked in the top 10 of its kind by U.S. News and World Report. But unlike other such hospitals, Rancho Los Amigos is part of the county health care system. And in L.A. County, the health care system is hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
18-year-old Jerry looks like he lost a fight. One eye is swollen shut. He's wearing a neck brace. His right arm is bandaged. Actually, a car accident is what brought him here to Rancho Los Amigos National Rehabilitation Center. Now he struggles through a workout on a stationary bike.
Get a little tired. Just go slower. On there. As long as you're moving, that's okay.
His physical therapist, Debbie Levin, tells him he needs to rebuild his strength.
How long do you think you rode for?
A good 5 minutes.
That's right. Does it feel like you're 5 minutes tired or a lot more?
A lot more.
Jerry's most serious problem can't be seen. The car accident left him with a severe brain injury. Physically and mentally, rehabilitation is an ordeal.
Basically, I like to be at home or at work or at school, just anywhere other than here. Not because of the people or anything, because people are great. I just don't want to be in this position.
What other kinds of things have you been working on while you're here?
Questions.
Questions?
Yes.
To help you with your thinking?
Yes.
Rancho Los Amigos began as the county home for the poor in the 1880s. Its current incarnation as a rehab hospital began during the polio epidemic of the 1950s, says the hospital's CEO, Consuelo Diaz.
The clinicians started looking at ways that they could get these patients back to their homes. Ultimately, they developed this interdisciplinary approach to actually get them out of the iron lungs and try to get them more functional, which they did. And when the polio vaccine came in and polio was in essence eradicated, they used those same techniques to now start looking at other disabilities, spinal injury and brain injury and stroke and neurological problems.
National ratings show that Rancho treats a more severely disabled group of patients than average, and yet those patients leave Rancho functioning at a higher level than average. It's also one of the few places that disabled people in L.A. County can go for primary health care. So no one doubts the essential high-quality service the hospital provides, certainly not the county supervisors who voted to close it, says Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky.
Make no mistake about it, there are people who are alive today because of that facility who wouldn't otherwise be alive. There are people who have a better quality of life today than they otherwise would have if it hadn't been for the hospital being there. Our problem is we can't do it all anymore.
Yaroslavsky says the county's already shut down another hospital and 11 clinics. Keeping Rancho Los Amigos open would force the county to close a busy acute care hospital and trauma center instead.
It's a Hobson's choice. It's a Sophie's choice because you're picking who's living and who's dying, which patient is going to have service and which patient isn't going to have service.
L.A. County's health care system has been on the verge of collapse for years, says Yaroslavsky. And there's only so much the county can do about it without more help from the federal government.
Because the demand for County of Los Angeles health care services exceeds the supply of those services by about $750 million worth. It's just that simple. There's no mystery to it. The number of uninsured in Los Angeles County is 2.5 million people. If the uninsured of this county were their own county, they'd be the third largest county in America. 2.5 million people.
Right now, Rancho Los Amigos is scheduled to close its doors at the end of June. That could be delayed by a federal lawsuit recently filed by a disability rights group. Also, LA's philanthropic community is trying to save the hospital. According to an independent study, Rancho's reputation could potentially attract enough financial support to transform it into a nonprofit private hospital. Jack Shakely, the president of the California Community Foundation, is trying to put together a deal.
The conversion from a county hospital to a nonprofit hospital is so rare that we've only been able to find one example of it happening anywhere in the United States before. It's high risk, but this is the only chance it's got to survive.
But first, says Shakely, A slew of questions must be answered if the hospital is going to be saved.
No one knows exactly how much that facility is worth. What is the brand worth? What is the land worth? Is the land mortgaged? The building is perfect as a rehabilitation hospital. Could it be sold as anything else? So we're trying to find a dollar figure there. This hospital needs to be kept open and needs to have continuous service.
Service for the 3,000 inpatients and 54,000 outpatients who count on Rancho Los Amigos each year to help them maintain their dignity and independence. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.